On Thursday's front page, Mitt Romney is sharpening his attacks on Newt Gingrich.
Zany is not what we need in a president.
We'll also look at classified military documents that were supposed to have been destroyed in Iraq, but they turned up in a junkyard. And first there was distracted driving. Now there's distracted doctoring. Doctors and nurses are texting from the operating room. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Mitt Romney is sharpening his warning about the consequences of nominating Newt Gingrich.
Zany is not what we need in a president. Zany is great in a campaign. It's great on talk radio. It's great in the print. It makes for fun reading. But in terms of a president, we need a leader.
That's Romney in an interview with Times reporters Jeff Zeleny and Ashley Parker. With 19 days to the Iowa caucuses, Romney is stepping up his attack on Gingrich's credibility. Romney says the former House Speaker isn't the right person for the job.
He's a great historian. If we need a historian leading the country, why, I'm sure people would find that attractive. I actually think you need someone who understands the economy leading the country. I think that someone who has gone to Washington to do good, but you know, has stayed to do well, that's an old maxim, of course, but that I think is a problem. I think people recognize that one of the things wrong with Washington is that it's peopled with individuals who go there and stay too long.
Also on Thursday's front page, in a village in southern China, a long-running dispute turned into open rebellion. Villagers in Wuhan chased away government officials and set up blockades to keep the police out. This after a resident who'd been chosen to negotiate with the local Communist Party died in police custody. The authorities say a heart attack killed him. Relatives say he'd been tortured. In Baghdad, classified documents were supposed to have been destroyed as the last U.S. troops prepare to leave. They weren't. They turned up in a junkyard where a worker was throwing them on the fire to cook dinner. Many of the documents came from the military's internal investigation into one of the defining moments of the war, the massacre at Haditha, where Marines killed 24 Iraqis, including a 76-year-old man in a wheelchair. Also discarded at the dump, military maps showing helicopter routes and radar capabilities. There's distracted driving when you're texting or talking on a cell phone when you're at the wheel, and now there's distracted doctoring. Times reporter Matt Richtel says it happens when doctors and nurses focus not on the patient, but on a computer screen or a cell phone. Technology is supposed to bring instant access to medical data, but some doctors use it to check their Facebook pages or surf the web. One peer-reviewed study found 55% of the technicians who monitor bypass machines admitted talking on cell phones during heart surgery. Half said they had texted in the operating room. The University of California, Berkeley, is putting a 15% cap on how much families have to spend on tuition. The cap applies as long as family income is below $140,000 a year. Officials say they're concerned that some of California's best and brightest are choosing private schools because they have generous financial aid plans. Inside Thursday's Times, it's the battle of the tweets. Somalia's powerful Islamist insurgents have just opened a Twitter account. Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman says Shabab militants are using social media in a propaganda war with Kenya. They've been bragging about recent attacks even as they continue their traditional guerrilla war. The chairman of Russia's ruling party resigned as Speaker of the Lower House of Parliament. Chairman Boris Gryslov is the highest-ranking official in the United Russia Party, and he's close to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Reporter Michael Schwartz explains.
It was an apparent attempt to quell some of the uproar over the fraud in recent parliamentary elections. Even Putin has attempted to distance himself from United Russia in the wake of the elections. Last week, he announced the creation of a committee to help run his campaign for elections in March and excluded United Russia members from it. It is unclear whether any of these concessions will help damper some of the anger over the recent elections. The Kremlin has balked at the main demands of the protest movement, which are a recount of the vote and new elections.
Reporter Michael Schwartz in Moscow. Thursday's Business Day section says retailers don't want last-minute shoppers to wait until it's the last minute. Macy's and JCPenney are moving up the promotions they usually run on the Saturday before Christmas. They'll do them this Saturday, 8 days early. Many retailers are worried because sales have dropped since the Thanksgiving weekend. One survey found more than 40% of Americans were finished with their holiday shopping as of last week. The International Council of Shopping Centers says the cumulative sales drop since Thanksgiving is the biggest since 2000. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.